Talk Live, then you can bring up anything toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. We've talked about cheating, and apparently there's this shooting in Maryland, which allegedly has to do with the victims in the case being one of them being a female, the other a male. The female allegedly cheated on the shooter. The shooter then went to her workplace and murdered her and her coworker, who she apparently was doing the cheating with. Led to a larger conversation about cheating, because we could talk about gun control or whatever, but I support your right to defend yourself, and clearly the gun control laws didn't stop this maniac from acquiring a weapon and using it in a gun-free zone, which was the mall.
The law against murder didn't stop the guy from murdering people.
Right. So that, you know, we talked about that, also cheating and why it is that people get so bent out of shape about it. I get it. Yeah, you're lying to your partner, and lying is wrong, but it's also fairly common for people to cheat. Why can't people just be honest with each other in a relationship about their feelings about other people? It's natural to be attracted to other people. Don't be mad at your partner for checking out somebody else. That's just how humans are. Try to find forgiveness and understanding. And anyway, so we talked about that. And then Bitcoin as well. Mark, our normal Saturday night co-host, is down in Miami at the Bitcoin conference. It's going on there this weekend, telling us about all kinds of exciting things that were happening.
You're assuming that he's in Miami because that's where he told you he is. And pictures from Facebook seem to support that.
I believe that thousands of people are in Miami right now, this weekend, at the Bitcoin conference, and that it's going incredibly well, and there's incredible news coming out of there. Maybe Mark is tapping into the news from some other way and on an Alaskan cruise ship or whatever, but either way. He had some interesting news about the Bitcoin conference earlier tonight, and led us to kind of talk a little bit about Bitcoin and how J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon.
I think it's Dimon.
I don't know. Dimon sounds more evil, doesn't it? He's the CEO of J.P. Morgan and Chase. Let's make him sound as bad as we can, because this guy does not like Bitcoin. He is on the attack, just like, well, just like everybody in the main centralized government monopolistic banking system is. J.P. Morgan is, according to RT.com, the largest U.S. bank with $2.5 trillion in assets. He claims Bitcoin's a terrible store of value. It could be replicated over and over again. Well, now, it's certainly true that Bitcoin hasn't, you know, found a level that it's staying at or anything like that. But it's an exciting new form of currency that people are using, and more companies around the world are accepting. This week, Tiger Direct came on board. Last week, it was Overstock.com. These are major internet-based companies that are doing huge amounts of sales on a yearly basis. Tiger Direct did over $250,000 worth of sales in Bitcoin within 17 hours of them announcing that they accepted Bitcoin. So that's money that would have been left on the table likely otherwise, because people are coming over to do business specifically with these companies because they've accepted Bitcoin. And man, does this have these bankers scared and the government guys. Boy, are they scared about this. So he says it could be replicated over and over again. Sorry, not true. Bitcoin has a limit on the amount of Bitcoins that will ever be released, 21 million. So it's going to take, I think, like another decade or so to get to that point. No?
It's going to take like 100 years and a decade.
Are you sure about that?
The number that I saw was it would be like 2130 before all of the Bitcoins are mined.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's because it gets harder and harder
because
to mine.
It gets harder and harder, and the reward keeps getting halved. So right now it's 25 Bitcoin per block.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of years, it's going to go down to 12 and a half.
Oh.
And then from 12 and a half,
that number.
Six
Thank
and
you.
Something.
I remember seeing like 30. I remember seeing the 30 part of it, but I didn't know it was 2130 or 2030. All right, so yeah, that's a big deal. But anyway, it's going to stop at some point, so to say it could be replicated is ridiculous. Anyway, he goes on to say with his other critique that Bitcoin doesn't have the standing of a government. Daryl, what would you say to that? Bitcoin doesn't have the standing of the government.
Good. Gold and silver don't have the standing of a government either. But one question that I want to ask, and this is something that was sort of brought up in the question that I asked on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter about, do you think that Bitcoin is or could be one of the most important inventions slash creations in all of human history? And someone said, no, it's still fringe. Well, at what point does it become something that is no longer, you know, fringe or just a speculation? At what point does Bitcoin become something other than the dot-com bubble of stocks from the late 90s, or as some people have compared it to the, Danish tulip bubble of the 1700s?
Yeah, that's a great question. At what point? Because right now, with Bitcoin, you can go to, for instance, coinmap.org, really cool website that shows a map of the world.
2,800 businesses worldwide, I think, is the number I saw earlier tonight.
And that's only the ones who've taken the time to add themselves or know about CoinMap in the first place. So these are businesses, many of them brick-and-mortar businesses, that you can walk into and spend Bitcoin. There's a convenience store here in Keene, New Hampshire. You can walk into and you can buy things with Bitcoin there. Daryl, you and I have done this. I have gone in and purchased rolling papers with Bitcoin and walked out with them.
And I purchased a knit toboggan hat thing.
You can also go onto various websites and spend Bitcoin. WordPress.com is one of the biggest ones. Overstock.com. You want to buy a new patio furniture set? Overstock.com will sell it to you. You want to buy some electronics? TigerDirect.com will sell those to you. BitcoinStore.com will sell those to you. And we're just scratching the surface. So, yeah, at what point? Is it when you can walk into any store anywhere and have a 50% chance that they'll accept Bitcoin? Because we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But what is the criteria? Anyway, let's go back to this.
Here's another question. At what point does Bitcoin become on par with PayPal?
Even as far as, like, money that's moving around? Because they may already move around more money with Bitcoin.
No, I'm saying as far as widely accepted from, like, an online stance. Because there are some major businesses, when you check out, you have the option of checking out with PayPal. Then you don't have to give the credit card.
Right.
So if Walmart.com begins accepting Bitcoin.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Then has Bitcoin become something other than just some fringe libertarian thing?
Well, Walmart's an interesting company. I mean, you may be – there's certainly plenty of things to critique.
I'm just using them as an example.
No, but, I mean, there's plenty of things to critique about Walmart. But one of the things they wanted to do a long time ago that they've been prevented from doing by regulation is they wanted to open their own bank because they were sick of paying the credit card fees, you know, 3%, 2%. Now, look, if you open a business and start accepting credit cards, it's probably going to be 3 to 5%. But for Walmart, it's probably more like 2%
because you get the bulk volume discount.
Yeah, they're getting a volume discount. But either way, they don't like that. They want to cut those fees out. And if they accepted Bitcoin, that would cut the hell out of their fees. Because while credit cards are charging 2, 3, 4, 5%, Bitcoin, you can send a transaction for pennies. For less than a penny in some cases. So back to the story here from RT.com about this Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. He says it doesn't have the standing of a government. Well, look, the reason why the U.S. dollar is so popular, it's got some history, no doubt about that. So it's kind of rolling along on the fact that it's always been around, at least during our lifetimes. But more importantly, it's legal tender. Now, legal tender, go ahead, pull out your wallet, pull out one of those greenbacks, and look for the words, this note is legal tender, or something like that. I'm actually getting one out right now here, and it says...
Even the famed gold-backed certificates had the words legal tender on them.
This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Now, those are just some words to most people. They don't mean anything. But what it means, what legal tender means, is if you're doing business in the United States and you don't accept these, there will be men with guns who will come and they will put you in a cage. That's what legal tender is. It's force. It's the force, the threat of violence being used to force you to accept these things. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program, and we're going to continue with more of this man, J.P. Morgan & Chase CEO, Chairman Jamie Dimon, and what he has to say about Bitcoin. It's just full of ignorance and fear-mongering. We'll get to that here in a moment. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. We've got all kinds of stuff like archives. You click, you download for free. Missed a moment of the show? We've got them. Maybe you're only listening to Free Talk Live on the radio. You only get Saturday night's show. Well, we do 7 nights a week, so you can go and download as many episodes as you'd like. at freetalklive.com. Plus, maybe you're time challenged. Do you want to grab a weekly digest of Free Talk Live? Take all 21 hours and down to an hour. We've got a listener, Benjamin Bartholomew, who's been putting these together for the past 3 weeks, and you can go and grab those at weekly.freetalklive.com, which is a cool, handy thing for those of you that are, again, time-challenged. But again, we do this 7 nights a week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, and you can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live and enjoying BuzzBox coffee and make a difference one cup at a time. We're looking for 1,000 listeners who love coffee, maybe that's you, to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers will be changing lives forever, because not only are you going to get the best of the best coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, this stuff is organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and fair-traded. It's going to save you money over going to the coffee shop, guaranteed. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get a pound of this quality product for free. But again, the most important thing about BuzzBox Coffee is they're helping create better lives for people through these microloans to help create more coffee farmers and coffee plantations around the world. This is very important work that they're doing. So not only do you get killer coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, but you can help improve people's lives in other countries. Coffee.freetalklive.com to get started. The first pound is free. You do have to pay the shipping charge. So free pound plus shipping. Go there, coffee.freetalklive.com, and get started. All right, so J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Chairman Jamie Dimon is attacking Bitcoin, as are many of his cohorts in various different banking industries and central bankers. These people are running scared, as one of our Facebook commenters says on this story. They are running scared because they know Bitcoin is the solution to all of our financial woes, at least as far as centralized banking and all the horrors that it is causing, the fact that centralized banking is empowering the state to cause war around the world, as Mark pointed out in the very first segment of the show, causing the state to be able to constantly expand itself, to be able to reward friends and punish enemies, help out the corporate mega corporations out there, and take power out of the hands of the people and put it into the hands of the politicians and the corporations. That's what the old currencies do. That's what the dollar does. The euro does. Bitcoin puts the power in your hands. It's truly the people's currency, and that's why this guy's so scared. Let's continue here. RT.com reporting. They say Bitcoin proponents say that the currency's ability to exist without any centralization is what makes it so appealing. It's a peer-to-peer payment system that's formulated when computers compete with each other to mine or to solve cryptographic problems and are assigned bitcoins as a reward. Now, you've got to hand it to RT. They nail it describing what Bitcoin is. There's no mistake in that description. There's a lot of American press that, let's just say, they're sloppy when it comes to talking about Bitcoin.
They're very sloppy because they don't want to do their homework, and it's not just about Bitcoin. They're sloppy about a lot of things, such as what I referenced earlier, the satire story about the claims that the North Korean space agency launched a man to the sun.
Yeah. Somebody
now,
believed it.
I read one of these articles, and it said, well, what they did, they landed him at 3 o'clock in the morning. That way it would be dark. And they were reporting on this as if they thought that people in North Korea were completely stupid about the sun constantly burning.
Yeah, there's no shortage of bad media in the United States. Anyway, going on, the use of Bitcoin became so prevalent in 2013 that its value surged from $13 to over $1,000 by the end of the year.
Woo-hoo.
When it was the subject of Senate hearings that were largely neutral and at times positive towards the digital currency. Dimon went on to cite media coverage that reported on the use of Bitcoin for nefarious purposes, drugs, and the solicitation of murder among them. He says, quote, "And honestly, a lot of it, what I've read from you guys, a lot of it is being used for illicit purposes, and people who will get upset with it is governments. Governments put a huge amount of pressure on banks. Know who your client is. Did you do real reviews of that? Obviously, it's almost impossible to do with something like that," talking about Bitcoin. Hold on a second. I remember a headline that came out not too long ago, and I don't remember which bank it was, but it wouldn't surprise me if J.P. Morgan was one of them. I think it was more than one bank. But there were some banks that were under fire or one bank or whatever, for under fire for drug money laundering. They were taking money from drug dealers in large amounts, and they were essentially helping them launder it. They got caught for this, and what happened? They got a slap on the hand. They got like a fine, basically. And there was actually a statement by, I think it might have been the Federal Reserve or whoever was the prosecutor, to somebody in the case, some government goon made the statement that, well, yes, what they did was wrong, but this banking system is so critical to the United States infrastructure, there's really not much we can do. So they basically backed down on doing any level of punishment for the money laundering that these big banks were involved in. So look, dude, your bank probably is involved in drug dealing money too.
Not only that, but all of the things that he mentioned can be done with the paper dollars that come out of the Federal Reserve.
And they are being done with those dollars. Plenty of those dollars.
Al Capone was using Federal Reserve notes to do all of his, you know, alcohol smuggling and murder for hire.
I don't know if it's true, Daryl, but I've heard the rumor that every dollar has traces of cocaine on it.
What I've seen was 80% of dollars.
Just because drugs are so prolific and that, you know, money flows through these drug dealers'
hands. Not only that, but if you get a dollar that was in the wallet of someone that snorted some coke with a dollar,
yeah,
there's going to be, because of touching, it's mm-hmm. going to transfer.
Let me go on here. He says, despite any flaw, this isn't him, this is the article, RT.com. Despite any flaws Bitcoin may have, the digital currency has proven to be an especially popular system worth investigating. It has spawned a growing list of parallel online currencies, including Litecoin, Dogecoin, and Coinye. Chase seems to agree, as the bank filed a patent application back in 2000, claiming a, quote, computer-implemented method of providing an anonymous payment, unquote. Well, that was a long time ago, 2000. They haven't come out with whatever it was they were patenting back then.
So I did a quick search on bank money laundering drugs and came up with a story from August of last year, HSBC.
That was it, HSBC.
A story from a couple of years ago, U.S. Bank. And yep. There are a total of 60 million results.
So to suggest that his bank and his buddy's banks aren't involved in drug dealing is pretty ridiculous. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, teachers in trouble for modeling, not naked modeling. We'll share with you details in moments and take your calls about whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features on our site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You like quick access to our podcast or the live streams. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, the mobile site, it's totally free. So enjoy that. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Coming up later this year is your third opportunity in the year to check out New Hampshire. Your first opportunity is going to be coming up in February for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Less than a month.
That's right. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. The hotel's sold out from what I'm told, but it's not too late to get involved in the event, and there are, of course, possibilities you could share rooms with people to go to the Liberty Forum. Then in the summertime, you've got the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is the other event. These are the two events that the Free State Project puts on that allows you to come up here and kind of be around hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom. At the Liberty Forum, probably going to be at least 500 people there. At the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if last year was any indicator, 1,500 at least, maybe 2,000 this year. Who knows? There's a lot of people that go to these events. Keenvention? We're going to limit the ticket sales, pre-sales, I believe, to 100 tickets. So it's going to be a much smaller event. It's going to be intimate in comparison.
Yes.
And there's some good things that come from it being intimate. Keenvention isn't about camping. It happens in a hotel. So it's sort of similar to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in that way. You're not going to really want to be outdoors too much when it's November in New Hampshire. It can be a little nippy.
Although it was very nice weather this year.
It was. This year, there was one day it was like summertime. I mean, I was in a T-shirt on one day.
If I like summertime, you mean in the low 70s?
It was very, very nice. But anyway, you never know what you're going to get in November in New Hampshire.
You never know what you're going to get in June in New Hampshire.
That's true. But that's part of the excitement and the fun of living here. So you come to Keenvention, you'll get to be around activists. Because New Hampshire Liberty Forum is great. And I'll be attending Liberty Forum. In fact, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. And we didn't do that at Keenvention. So nhlibertyforum.com, don't miss that.
But Keenvention, we don't have the fancy pants speakers from wherever. We only have speakers from New Hampshire. People who have moved here as part of the Free State Project, like you and I, Daryl, then also New Hampshire natives and people who've lived here for a long time. People who are here on the ground, who are active, people who are activists, people who care about freedom and are doing things to achieve it. And we covered a bunch of different stuff at this year's Keenvention. In fact, right now, I am later tonight, I will be uploading the latest Keenvention video, the Old School New Hampshire panel, which is a panel that we had run by our very own Johnny Ray, our Tuesday night co-host, who had all ladies on his panel, ladies who...
Wise choice.
That's right. And it was an early morning panel from Sunday, and it was all about kind of people who'd been here for a while and their perspective on, you know, how has activism changed? What's different today? What's happened? What's better now? What can we change for to be better in the future, et cetera, and kind of get some reflection by people who've been here kind of watching things and been involved for many years. And we had panels about legislative activities, civil disobedience, media, and all of this has been recorded. So if you missed Keenvention 2013, we've got it all on video. And the majority of the Keenvention has been released now. We've been through Friday and Saturday. I'm going chronologically and releasing about one video every week. There's been a couple weeks where I've dropped the ball, but you know, what do you want for free? Go to Keenvention.info, and you can watch the whole Keenvention. The only parts you won't see are all the great conversations and the meals and things like that that were happening outside of the stage. And, of course, that's part of the fun of Keenvention is meeting people that are going to either move here as part of the Free State Project or have already moved and are active. But that's the big difference between Keenvention and, say, the Liberty Forum. It's smaller. It's focused on activism. It's all by activists, about activism. And it was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yes.
And you helped out a lot, so thank you for that, Daryl.
And one thing that I'm doing with the videos is putting them on the local community access television
show.
So
they can see it, too.
So I would encourage anyone listening anywhere, if you have the program that allows you to download YouTube videos.
There are a few of those, yeah.
Download the videos. Put the 10-second disclaimer at the beginning and the end saying this was made by an independent producer.
This is something you usually have to do to submit to a public access channel.
Standard. Most public access places will add that on for you for a fee.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to save $10 per video, slap that on and submit it. Yeah. And then they'll run it because community access is always looking for programming.
It's true. So go to Keenvention.info. You can watch a whole bunch of videos there and see what this year's was like or 2013's was like. 2014 is going to be October 31st through November 2nd. It's going to be another weekend, and hopefully it'll be another blast, and we'll hopefully see more people come out for this one. This year we had over 100 people attending, and we pre-sold about 30 tickets. So this time I'm locking down the pre-sales at 100, and we'll see how many tickets we end up selling. Ticket sales have slowed down a little bit since we announced did, but this could be a sellout event. It
yes.
wouldn't be hard for Keenvention to sell out. So again, Keenvention.info, go grab your tickets. The pre-sale ticket price is $40. For an entire weekend convention, you can't beat that price. It's unbeatable. So we'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Story from the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. School officials in Fitchburg, Massachusetts have placed a professional teacher's aide on administrative leave after determining that she looks entirely too good in a skimpy bathing suit, or in some cases, even less. Teacher's aide and part-time model 23-year-old Caitlin Katie Pearson worked in the special education department at South Street Elementary School prior to her suspension, according to the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. On Friday, photos of Pearson showed up in the office of Andre Ravenel, the Fitchburg Public Schools superintendent. The photos appear on her Facebook and Instagram pages and on modeling websites such as Models Mania. Pearson is, in fact, the reigning model of the year at Models Mania. So instead of being proud of the fact that this particular school happened to have the model of the year at a fairly major models website, Models Mania isn't like a, it's not like a pay site or anything like that. It's not a subscription site. Models Mania is a site for models to kind of market themselves, as I understand it. Maybe I'm mistaken on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is, because she's also on another site that's very similar. Anyway, some craven coward sent the images to Mr. Ravenel, the superintendent, anonymously. On Monday, likely the same anonymous person sent the photos to the Sentinel and Enterprise, another local newspaper. It's not clear exactly which photos Ravenel saw. Presumably, though, they are some of the more titillating ones, like the one with Pearson covering her nipples with her arm, or the one in which she's crouched nude in a yoga position with her butt tossed in the air. According to a stern press release from Ravenel, Pearson was, quote, immediately placed on a paid leave of absence to assure student safety.
What?
What? From what are they in danger exactly here? From this special needs teacher.
Seeing pictures on the internet.
So from student safety during the investigation and to mitigate potential disruption. The press release noted Pearson hasn't yet been found in violation of any district policies. Opinion among locals concerning Pearson's moonlighting proclivities appears split. One parent, Andy Cicado, told CBS Boston, "You're trying to be a role model for the kids." And I guess he's suggesting that she's not by being a successful model, the model of the year. That's why is that not being a role model for children? What's wrong with what this young lady has done?
Well, if you think about it, the Miss America pageant is not unlike a model competition because I've never seen an unattractive woman be right. crowned Miss America. And whoever is named Miss America is looked up to by young girls of, wow, I want to be like her when I grow up.
Well,
so what's the difference between Miss America being a college student looking good in a bikini and someone 2 years
right.
older who has finished college looking good in a bikini?
Don't they have a bikini contest during this?
They
America?
Do.
Yeah, I thought they do.
And they give a scholarship to college.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. I want to hear your thoughts on this teacher. She's been suspended. Administrative leave. Probably means she's still getting a paycheck. But
yes,
she's not.
It said paid leave.
Yeah, she's not able to work with the students anymore, which is what she got the job for in the first place. Want to hear your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want, whether you want to talk about this teacher being suspended for modeling. Non-nude modeling, in fact, that she doesn't do nude modeling. You'll find that out in a little bit later in the story that we're sharing with you here in moments. But also, you can join us online on our website at freetalklive.com. Go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the website. Everything you see on the front page, those news items as you're scrolling down the page, maybe YouTube videos, whatever you see there, those were submitted by listeners like you. You get to submit the content to the site. You can vote on the content on the front page. Vote it up if you like, down if you don't. And it's all free, so go to freetalklive.com to do that. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is how we get on more stations. It's the reason why we're able to market the show successfully to other radio stations. Daryl, you've now been working with Free Talk Live officially as somebody who's getting paid to do affiliate relations.
About 2.5 months.
3 months, I think. 'Cause you started mid-October.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been doing a solid 3 months. Actually, we're over 3 months
yes.
at this point. You've already gotten two new affiliates for us, which I consider to be excellent work. And I'm there every day when we're working together, and I'm listening to the phone calls you're making. And I think you're doing a fine job contacting radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live, which is also what I do during the daytime as well. And we've had a great year so far, as a matter of fact. We brought in several new affiliates just within the first month of the year here. And we're up to 140. Here on Free Talk Live. There are no other liberty-oriented shows that are like Free Talk Live. We're the only ones doing this at the level that we're doing it at, and we can grow further. There's hundreds more stations that we could acquire. We can do it with your help if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Right now, your AMP dollars will be doubled. It's $5 a month to be an amplifier, and you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. But your $5 will be doubled into $10. If you do $10, it'll be doubled to $20. Because right now, we're doing a matching program. There's a handful of very generous individuals who pledged up to $950 per month of matching contributions to the Free Talk Live AMP program. Now look, we're not there yet. In fact, the last couple weeks for AMP have been a little bit tough. It's the new year's. People are readjusting their credit card contributions, and we've lost a few. Honestly, we've lost a few amplifiers in the last few weeks, and we're down, actually, slightly. So we've got about $200 to make up till we get to that $950 point. So up to $950 a month, all of it's going to be matched. So if we raise $700 in a month, that'll be matched with another $700. If we raise $950, that'll be matched with a $950. So help us get to the $950. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes such a big difference for us and helps us get the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations worldwide and also internet connections. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Teacher has been not yet fired, but they sure are looking for a reason to do it there in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, according to the story at dailycaller.com. Young lady, 23-year-old model, part-time model, full-time teacher's aide,
working at South Street Elementary School, has been suspended. She's on paid administrative leave as they are trying to figure out a way to fire her for doing non-nude modeling. Paul's in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah,
go ahead with
calling
your boss.
On this lady that they've suspended, like
that's right.
They're looking to fire her. I've worked as a teacher's aide, and I've also worked as a certified teacher. And I can tell you, teachers get a heck of a lot more money than a teacher's aide. When most teacher's aides that I know of, I've worked in New Hampshire districts and also in Florida districts, they're considered part-time, no benefits, minimum pay usually. I mean, the school systems force them to go out and get more work or have a working spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That can help support, you know, a household. And again, what harm, as you people said? I don't see any harm in this. I think it's great, you know, that if this lady's wanting to give her time, her knowledge, and share with students and say, yeah, hey, I work here, I do modeling. Like, you know, as you grow up, you know, shoot for the stars. Like, do what you want to do.
She is the model of the year at Models Mania. So, I mean, she's done very, very well, at least as far as her modeling career seems, at least, is concerned. And so what you're saying is, Paul, she's taking basically kind of a crappy job. She loves, obviously, what she's doing because she's not making a whole lot of money at it. She's a teacher's aide. She's not even a teacher. You've got to really love working with kids to take a job like that. And here she's being punished now because she bothered to do something on the outside that some people might find objectionable.
She didn't do the proper moonlighting. Had she taken a job at the local grocer or as a waitress at some place other than Hooters, then there probably would not have been a problem.
Yeah, and what you just hit on, like I say, I've worked as a classroom aide, and I've also worked as the certified classroom teacher. And I found that the aides, usually, they really love it. Like, they want to work for those students. While there's a percentage, not the high percentage, but, you know, there's a bell curve. You get some certified teachers that love their job, and you get those that, like, they say, I do this job because I get really good pay and benefits.
Paul, would you change how you feel about this story if she were nude, if she had done nude modeling?
No, I wouldn't care. I mean, if she's there and she's working with the students, she cares about the students learning how to read, how to write, how to think, you know, like to go out and make the best life that they can for themselves. I don't care what else does.
And by the way, the quote here from the school superintendent is absolutely outrageous and ridiculous. He says that she was placed on leave of absence to assure student safety. This woman's an elementary school teacher. I mean, look, I understand. Yeah, I got a look at a Playboy here and there when I was in elementary school, and I guess elementary school kids are probably easier able to access pornography, but this lady's not even doing porn. She's not even doing nude shoots. I mean, the idea that this is in some way a danger to the students is absolutely outrageous, and Paul, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. By the way, according to her the other website she's on is Model Mayhem. Now, this is a kind of a site you can go to find models.
Okay.
So it's like where a model would post their profile and their size and blonde or whatever, their specs, if you will, and what they're willing to do. She says on her site, I'm Caitlin, an energetic, creative, feisty, reliable, and responsible as a model could be. I do not shoot full nudes, all in capital letters. You can't find a nude picture of this girl. There are suggestive photos.
She says, illusion of nudity.
She says, I will only shoot implieds, meaning implied nudity, with a photographer I know and trust. That's it. She's not going to do nude photos, but that doesn't matter to this school board because somebody might be offended by this. You know, I remember what I was like in high school. We had one teacher who was a substitute teacher. Her name was Ms. Flagler. And there was all kinds of jokes about her, like raising the flag, etc. Ha ha ha. And,
giggity, giggity.
Yeah. And this was in high school, by the way, when we had her. And she was probably in her early 20s at the oldest. She was stunningly beautiful. And let me tell you, I was much more interested in Ms. Flagler's class. Whenever Ms. Flagler was the teacher in class, boy, you tell them whatever it is you want to talk about, Ms. Flagler, we're going to pay rapt attention to you.
Of course.
So what the hell's wrong with this? If we would have found out that Ms. Flagler had a side modeling career, we'd have been elated with that. I mean, that wouldn't have been any sort of salacious or horrible scandal or whatever. It would have just probably enamored us even more with her at that point. So I don't see what the problem is.
So did you ever ask Miss Flagler to go to prom?
No, but that's an interesting idea. That probably would be inappropriate. That she probably would get fired for doing something like that. They generally don't look kindly upon teachers dating students. However, I did have an English teacher who was a male who was known for, and he's dead now, great guy though, he was one of my favorites. He was known for actually dating students after they graduated. So it was totally legal then.
On a dare, I asked out one of the attractive teachers when I was in high school, and she gave the very textbook response of school policy says blah, 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 blah.
So she didn't say no.
Well, she did say no because school policy, blah, 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 blah.
Did you follow it up with, so when I graduate?
No.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
No, I didn't.
But, yeah, I don't get it. I don't see what the problem is here. And if you do see a problem with this, obviously we'd love to hear from you. But we, of course, do the show 7 nights a week. You can always join the Sunday night edition of the program. Now, you could make the argument that modeling sort of encourages this unrealistic view of what a woman should look like and blah, blah, blah. And there's a point to be made there, right? Like, there's all this airbrushing
that
goes
on. Well, when you're talking about the super anorexic models out in Hollywood that they actually have to Photoshop to make look thicker.
But no, there's Photoshopping done very common in the modeling industry. And yes, it does kind of perpetuate this view that women have to look a certain way. I agree with those points. But on the other hand, the fact is the reason why pretty women are used in modeling is because we like to look at them. I mean, we, meaning men and women, like to look generally at attractive people. That's just part of being human. And there's nothing wrong with that. See you tomorrow night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. And have yourself a great weekend.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood in other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.